Ed Gray was spokesman for the group. The topic was not on the agenda. The school board took comments under persons to be heard.
Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion provider in the United States and promotes a form of sex education, which among other things considers the abortion pill and surgical abortion to be forms of birth control.
Yvonne Cordouan had not signed the group letter, but submitted one of her own. She also objected to the involvement of Planned Parenthood and favored an approach to sex education based on moral values.
Our generation decided that the moral values and expectations of our parents' generation were a little bit old-fashioned and stilted, and so we tossed them out and we joined the generation of free love, be true to yourself, do your own thing. What we did not realize is that freedom is not the liberty to do what we want.
There was also testimony from two members of the public, Janine Brooks and Davey Lubin, in strong support of comprehensive health education, and testimony from one student, Michael Boos, who asked for more youth participation in developing policy on the subject. The anti-Planned Parenthood sentiment was also evident at a Blatchley PAC meeting on the subject in February. Yet then, as now, Planned Parenthood did not develop or implement the Blatchley Health Curriculum. Pacific High co-principal Sarah Ferency is a board member of Planned Parenthood Northwest.
That organization has been vilified in ways that are not accurate. And so I don't know how familiar many of you are with what's being taught. I would highly encourage you to go talk to Mr. White and ask to see it, because it's doing what you're asking it to do. All of these programs are abstinence-based.
I spoke with Blatchley Principal Ben White following the board meeting. He confirmed that the two programs, FLASH in the 6th grade and Wyman TOP in the 7th grade, were taught in the fall. FLASH stands for Family Life and Sexual Health. The program was created by the King County Health Department in Seattle and is widely used across Alaska. TOP stands for Teen Outreach Program. Wyman is a St. Louis-based nonprofit whose program has been endorsed by the U.S. Department of Health. I found detailed information about both in a 3-minute search on the internet. Both FLASH and TOP require a trained instructor. In Sitka, the only qualified instructor was Emily Riley, who was also director of the local Planned Parenthood office. Kristen Homer is a registered nurse and Blatchley parent who offered some short-term health instruction in the last school year. She told the board that TOP was more comprehensive.
What it went over was values clarification, relationships, communication, assertiveness, goal setting, decision making, and human development and sexuality.
FLASH and TOP were discontinued at Blatchley when Emily Riley became unavailable to teach them, and Principal Ben White could find no qualified replacement. Instead, he sent his two physical education teachers to Anchorage for a 2-day training in a program called Fourth R. The R stands for relationships. The program was developed in Canada and has been adopted by the Alaska Department of Education. White says Blatchley 8th graders have been receiving 4th R instruction every Thursday since January from either his PE instructors or from Elena Gustafson, a staff member at the Safe Shelter. In persons to be heard, the school board cannot act on or reply to comments made by the public. Some members instead responded during their reports. Tanya Ryu said she respected the views of the parents who spoke on both sides of the issue, but she stood behind the programs. 23 years ago, Ryu herself was in middle school in Sitka.
My 2 years at Blatchley, I saw no less than 4 girls get pregnant, and the majority of them was from people who were over 21. You know, that's a problem. That's a problem. Those girls needed to know healthy relationships, and they needed more than someone popping in for a week teaching about sex education.
Board member Cass Pook echoed some of Ryu's remarks, but said that people all held different core beliefs. She felt that as a member of the faith community, it was possible to move forward and find something that everyone could agree on. Superintendent Steve Bradshaw, however, did not want to build up expectations around full agreement. He had recently had a 90-minute meeting with the Sitka Coalition for Life.
I hesitate to use the word consensus because I'm not sure in today's society that we're going to be able to get there.
Bradshaw said that honest conversation about what was best for kids was what education is all about. The board offered to schedule more time in the future to discuss the issue further. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.